Okay, so it's the end of February and we're up here in the Phibsra Community Garden, and we're here with Sean, one of the lads who's been working over the last few months putting it together. So can you just tell us a little bit about the area and the garden, how it's going and where you hope it's going to go?
The garden itself is kind of situated between a railway line, which you can probably hear in the background, and a canal on one side, and it's pretty much like a seems to be a bit of an anomaly, because it's fenced off from the railway and it's not seems to be claimed by the canal either, so pretty much taken advantage of the fact that no one really wants it. It's completely overgrown, it's not really regenerating itself. I think there's a lot of stones, there's a couple of earth banks as well due to old railway works, I presume. It's quite extensive, I'd say it's got a few acres in it. At the moment what we started doing is we dug out a large plot for vegetables, it's about 100 square metres I think, and we're getting the beds ready at the moment and hopefully hope to plant them. Myself and about four or five other people have been regularly coming down here in the autumn, early winter, and we cleared away all the grass, dug the turf, and had to dig out a large chain link fence which Iarnród Éireann kindly buried for us, which is a lot of fun. So the garden's coming together, we've got other few plans as well. We planted a few willow trees, hopefully they're going to take root and form some sort of a dome shelter at some stage long in the future. We've got a herb garden planted and plans afoot for a fire space and maybe some benches in the communal area, possibly even a play area if we get the materials. And today luckily enough we've got a whole of a lot of larch and beech trees, and we've planted them down further towards Crossguns Bridge and kind of let them work their way upwards and hopefully regenerate the space a lot.
And today, like a few different people have come that I don't think really knew each other or met each other before, so this is the start of more people getting involved and pitching in.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I think this is the second day I've been down since the winter. We took a bit of a break over Christmas, and last week we went to a meeting with the Dolphins Barn Community Garden and met a few people there, and some of them showing up today. It's just fantastic, hopefully spreading the word, getting a few more people involved. It has been fairly low-key, with just myself and a couple of friends basically did the grunt work, and quite happy to do that, but more than happy to see new people getting involved with the planting and some more exciting stuff and reaping the rewards of the vegetable garden when it comes.
And now that it's getting into spring, where people get back into putting food into the ground and after the cold winter.
Yeah, it's the whole cycle of life starts again now and regenerates itself.
And I suppose up this part of the city, like up around Phibsra, Glasnevin, you're near enough to the Botanic Garden, so there's probably a lot of people up around here who might be interested in getting involved if we can let them know.
If we can let them know and get them to come down, There's another area nearby, it's got a large allotment in the middle of it.
It's the Courcy Square.
Yeah. And of course the Botanic Gardens are fantastic, they're nearby, so met a man today who seems to spend a lot of time up along the canal and knows the area very well, and there's a lot of wildlife around, seems to enjoy the area, is very happy to see people coming down.
Because it really is even it's just a few minutes walk from Phibsra Bridge, but like you feel like you're out in the middle of the countryside, you know. You don't see big buildings at the moment, all we see is the train track, but beyond that, graveyard, the hill, trees, like we can hear an ice cream van in